SUNY ESF in Syracuse has a new interim president to replace Quentin Wheeler, who resigned earlier this year after disputes with faculty. As WRBL's Ellen Abbott reports, that means a focus on research.
Dr. David Amberg promises to work closely with the SUNY ESF faculty as the administration determines the direction of the school in coming years.
Looking at what the college's research and strengths are in the faculty and identifying five areas that are timely in developing solutions to some of these issues, come out of the strengths of the faculty and their research programs, and have the opportunity to obtain extramural funding to get the research expenditures of the college back moving in a positive direction.
That's something Amberg did at his last job at Upstate University Hospital in Syracuse, another SUNY institution. The research budget there experienced double-digit growth during his tenure as vice president for research. Amberg says the immediate issues facing the school, including cleaning up some operational debt, means he's not going to be a placeholder.
My job is to get the college in as good a shape as possible so that it can attract its next permanent president, who should be a real world-class environmental scientist.
It could be 2 years before a new president is named. SUNY ESF is growing, welcoming its biggest freshman class to campus this fall. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.